Hey there, and welcome to day 7 of Limit Zero's 12 Days of Christmas Challenge via podcast. Today is me, Blair, guiding you through the workout and helping you feel your ultimate best after 12 days of fun and exercise back to back. I hope you've enjoyed the previous workout so far. We're over halfway there, which is really cool. Make sure that you have enough space around you to move freely without bumping into any couches, lawnmowers or plants or each other. If you have an exercise mat, you might find that useful today as well. It's going to be a lot of strength work on the ground. So a mat, carpet, a towel, whatever you got would be really helpful today. Other than that, there's nothing that holds us back. So if you can get ready, we're going to start jogging on the spot for a minute. Roughly a minute while I explain today's really cool workout. So just start jogging on the spot right now, please. So today's workout is a wee bit different. It is all about going super, super slow. Not so slow that we stop moving, but really, really slow. And that's the whole emphasis. So we change things around a lot. Instead of going fast, we're going slow. We want to control our exercises as much as we can and get into a really big range of movement before coming back out of the exercise. We have 6 different exercises, and each one we are going to do 5 sets of 1 rep and 1 rep only. The thing about each one of these 1 reps is that we're going to do it really slow so that it takes us 30 seconds to do that rep, no longer, no shorter. You'll learn to pace yourself appropriately the more you do them. The first exercise is going to be press-ups, and we're going to start that in 15 seconds. Keep jogging on the spot for now. I'll let you know when we start our press-up. The press-up has to take 30 seconds, so you go all the way down, all the way back up, either on your knees or your feet, or a mix of both, and you do it really, really slow. I'll count you through the seconds so you know where you need to be. But our first press-up will start in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and right now. So we're going down really, really slowly. That's 3 seconds, 4, 5, 6. We shouldn't even be right at the bottom. We shouldn't even be close to the bottom yet. We're gonna go all the way through the floor. You should be able to kiss the floor. That's 13 seconds, 14 seconds, 15 seconds. Now is about the time we're slowly pushing back up, but very, very slowly. That's 22, 23. We're gonna be at the top at 30 seconds, but no time before that. 27, 28, 29, and 30. Rest, you're 15 seconds off before we do that again. So we do another 1 press up in 5 seconds, really slow. Work on that timing, 3, 2, 1, and press up, going down really slowly, please. That is 10 seconds, really slow on the way down. That is 15 seconds. Now you can think about coming back up. As long as you got your nose to the ground or something, chest to the ground, coming back up really slowly. There's 22, 23, 24, 25, almost to the top, and extend out right now. Rest. So that's 2 reps of press-ups. We do 5 reps with 15-second breaks in between. Our next one starts in 6, 5, 2, 1, let's go for press up, moving down really slowly, holding those arms really strong, the core really strong. We want our hips up in line with our shoulders. Don't let your hips drop, we want our chest to drop first, if anything. Keep the pressure on those arms. That's 15 seconds, 16, 17, 18. Coming back up really slowly, keep the tension there, keep everything strong, hips stay up. 25 seconds. 27, 28, 29, and rest. 3 press-ups down, we've got 2 to go. This is wonderful. I hope you're enjoying the slow speed so far. Some nice wee change to the dynamic. Start our next one in 4 seconds. 2, 1, let's go for press-up number 4. Really slowly. Going down really slowly. You'll notice going down should be easier than coming back up. So going down can take even longer. Let it take 20 seconds if you can. That's 15 now, 16, 17, 18. Now thinking about coming back up really slowly, keeping that tension on. That's 25, 26, and 30. Rest. Well done. 4 press-ups down. It's 1 more set of press-ups. Press up. I assume it's just press up one at a time. We start that in 6 seconds. 5, 2, 1, and going down really slowly, holding everything really strong. Our last press up for the whole day. This whole session is about getting really strong and controlling the movements we do with our body to the absolute extreme. That's 12, 13, 14 seconds. And now think about coming back up. It's 21, 22, really slowly. We don't want to finish before the 30, but we don't want to go over the 30. 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30 seconds. Well done. Those are our press-ups complete. We've now got 30 seconds rest, and then we move the same system onto squats. So you come back to your feet and have 20 seconds rest from here. So the squats are going to be exactly the same, really slowly, one rep over 30 seconds, going down, going back up, and no longer, no shorter, always moving. We start our first squat in 3, 2, 1, and squatting, moving down real slowly, pushing your bum back. That should be our first move with the squat, as our butt goes back, like we're about to sit down. And just keep getting down really low. That's 10, 11, 12 seconds, right down. 15, 16, 17, and now we should think about coming back up really slowly. 22, 23, 24, not quite at the top yet, but slowly extend out those legs. 28, 29, and 30 seconds rest for 15. If you've got a weight around home, it's a great way to use a weight. Hold it under your chin like a goblet. We can add some weight to this, just a wee bit though, not too much. 5 seconds, we do another squat. 2, 1, let's go for squat. Going down really slowly, pushing our hips back. Oh, we're about to sit down. That is 10 seconds. Nice and slow. 15, getting a really good range of movement. 20 seconds. Starting to come back up right now, slowly though. Can't emphasize that enough today. 5 to go, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 30 seconds done. That's our second rep. Check it out now. The funk soul brother. Right about now. Our third rep starts in 7 seconds. Check it out now. The funk soul brother. 3, 2, 1, and go for it. See if you get lower into your squat. That way you can move a wee bit faster because you've got a bigger range to get through. Check it out now. The funk soul brother. That's 10 seconds. One rep only. 15 seconds. 20 seconds. Coming back up out of that squat. Bring those hips forward, squeezing those glutes. Using your quads. 27, 28, 29, 30 seconds rest. 3 down, 2 more squats to go. Five seconds till we start. 3, 2, 1, and our next squat, please. Down slow, hold on to that weight, increase that weight if you can. How much can you hold as a weight and move really, really slowly? As you obviously worked out now, it's quite hard to move slowly. That is 14, 15, 16 seconds. Keep it coming. 20, 21 seconds. Holding really strong, almost there. 27, 28, 29, and 30 seconds. Well done. One more squat, please. Starting in 5 seconds. Really strong legs. 2, 1, and squatting down super slow. The theme of today's session. Pushing those hips back, getting really low. Have your hands above your head in the air if you don't have a weight in them. Make it a wee bit hard on yourself. Arms up, bum down low. That's 15, 16 seconds. That's 20 seconds. 25, coming up really slowly. Hold on to that pressure, that tip. And rest, 30 seconds. You've got 30 seconds off before our next exercise, our third one out of 6. We've got 6 different exercises today. This is our third one coming up, called a single leg toe touch, or an RDL if you want to call it that. So you're going to be balancing on one leg and then slowly lean forward, from your hips all the way over and touch your toe with your knee slightly bent, with a straight leg if you can. Depends on flexibility. This exercise is more about flexibility and balance more than strength. By moving slow, you're going to find a bit of strength work in there as well. We're going to start our first single leg toe touch in 5 seconds. So balancing on one leg in 3, 2, 1, right now. 30 seconds on. Slowly moving down, bending from your hips, so we're bowing forward and slowly touch that toe, stretch that hamstring out, and then slowly, slowly come out of it. But not yet, because we want 30 seconds with one rep only. That's 15. So we should be touching that toe right now, and now slowly coming out of it. That's 20 seconds. 25, 28, 29, and 30. Back to the top. We're going to change legs, of course, because we needed both legs. So onto the other leg while that leg rests. And the exact same thing, starting in 6, 5, 2, 1, and go for it. Slowly bowing forward from your hips, keeping your balance. Have your knee slightly bent if you need it to get that stretch, to be able to touch your toe. Bend your knee more to do so. We want to touch your toe, but very slowly. That is 13, 14, 15 seconds gone. 21, 22, 23, coming out of it really slowly. 27, 28, 29, and 30 seconds rest. Nice, 7 seconds back to the initial leg, the first leg, so keep alternating. In 3, 2, 1, and go for a really slow toe touch. So bowing forward, bum back. Balance, bowing from your hip, knees slightly bent, but don't bend it too much. We want to test out that hamstring flexibility. That's 14, 15, 16 seconds. 21, 22, 23. Keep holding, coming back up really slowly. 28, 29, and 30 seconds. Well done. Back to the second leg again, please. 4 seconds. 2, 1, and let's go for it. Same thing, really slowly again on our second leg. That's 10, 11, 12. Super slow, super flexible, really well balanced. 17, 18, 19. 25, 26, keep going, keep holding, and rest at 30 seconds. We've got one more set, but we've got two legs to work. So we're gonna mix it right up here just for this next set of 30 seconds and go really fast. Bow forward, touch your toe, change legs, bow forward, touch your toe. For 30 seconds, really fast, right now, go for it. So change the theme just for this set only. Bowing forward, touch your toe, same sort of thing, but quite a lot quicker, and alternating legs non-stop for another 20 seconds. It's our last set of single leg toe touches, or RDLs. 10 seconds to go. Keep that balance. Keep that control, but going faster. 3, 2, 1, and rest. Well done. 30 seconds off until we get on to our fourth exercise. This one's called shoulder taps. It's in a plank position, so your hands on the ground, your feet on the ground like a full plank. Like you're about to do a press up, but instead of doing a press up, I'm going to lift one arm off and tap the opposite shoulder, bring that arm back. Tap the opposite shoulder, bring the arm back. So we do 2 reps, I guess, for one. We do one each side within the 30 seconds. And we start that in 3, 2, 1, right now. So in that plank position, bring one arm up really slowly, tap your shoulder, and then back down to that plank. We want to be there at about 15, that's 12, 13, 14, and 15, and change arms. Same thing, bring that arm up, tap that shoulder really slowly, and then back down. But we want to be there by the 30 second mark. It's right now 24, 25, 26. Hold that core tight and rest. So one rep each arm every 30 seconds and really slowly. So you have to get your timing right again for this one. Our next set starts in 4, 2, 1, let's go. Hold that plank, hips, abs really strong as we bring that hand off and tap your shoulder really slowly. And arm back out, and then changing arms at the 15. I'll tell you when that is. It's been 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. Should be changing arms about now. Same thing, other side, really, really slowly. It's been 22, 23, 24, 28, 29, and 30 seconds. Rest, of course. 15 seconds off. We do this 3 more times for this exercise. Three, two, one, and shoulder taps again. One each side. Keep that core really strong. It's all about holding those abs tight. Those hips shouldn't move. Even when you got one arm on the ground, tapping that shoulder. It's 13, 14, 15 seconds. 16, make sure you've changed arms now. Keep it real slow to the other side. That's 23, 24, 25, 28, 29, and 30 seconds. That's our third set. The full faith, you're doing a wonderful job as usual. We start again in 5, 2, 1, and next rep, please. Really slowly, one each side. I'll count you through the seconds. That's 10, 11, 12, 15, 16, 17. Make sure you've changed arms. 21, 22, 23. 4 sets down. Four sets down. One to go on shoulder taps. We start that in 5 seconds. Shake those arms out. Get that core wee wiggle. 3, 2, 1, and shoulder taps, please. One each side only. Really slow. Abs strong, hips strong, feet wide will help keep that balance through your core. 12, 13, 14 seconds, 15 seconds. Changing arms, of course. 21, 22, 23. Super slow, super strong. Love working those abs, of course. 28, 29, and 30 seconds. Well done, we've got a 30 second break. You're gonna spin around onto your back and lie on your back for what we call hamstring walkouts. Which you've done something similar before in previous days. You lie on your back, have your hands out by your side, and you're gonna raise your hips up. So your feet are flat on the ground, hips are up like a hip bridge, and then we're gonna slowly walk our feet out and all the way back in just once over 30 seconds. This is a slightly faster movement, so it's not super slow, but it's a lot slower than normal still. So we're gonna get into that in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and hips up, and walking those feet out really small steps, really slowly all the way out, so our hips are almost touching the ground again, or our glutes are almost touching the ground again, and then bring them back in really slowly in small, slow steps. That's been 12 seconds, 13, 14, 15. So we should be coming back in now. It's 20 seconds, but in slow movements. Keep the tension on your glutes and your hamstrings as much as you can. 26, 28, 29, and 30. Have a rest, 15 seconds. Next set in 5, same thing. Bring those hips up. 2, 1, and go for it. Walking those feet out really slowly while those hips stay up high. So it's like we're working our core again, working our glutes and hamstrings in particular, especially as we walk those feet out really slowly. It's 10, 11, 12 seconds. 15, 16, 17. Slowly bringing those feet back in really small steps. Or sliding if you can slide down your socks on the tiles. That's 25 seconds. I should have said that at the start. 3, 2, 1, and rest there. But if you've got soft surface tiles and your socks, then you just slide your feet out really slowly and slide your feet back in. Make it a lot harder. which in turn makes it a lot better, right? Our next set in 3, 2, 1, and go for it, please. Our third rep. Slowly walking or sliding our feet out. Really slowly, keeping the tension in our hamstrings, keeping those glutes up high, keep breathing, okay? It's always important to breathe, especially when there's loss of tension. That's 15 seconds. 18, 19, 20. 25, 26, slowly coming right back in. 28, 29, and 30 seconds. Well done. Really, really well done. Our fourth set, same thing, starts in 5 seconds. Get excited, hips up, and go for it. Sliding, walking those feet out real slow. Hopefully you get your timing really good with these slow reps. It's a really effective way to exercise. Get a full range of movement, and back in really slowly, really controlled. 15, 16, 17 seconds. 21, 22, 23, super slow. 28, 29, and 30 seconds. That's 4 sets. We've got one more of our hamstring walkouts or slide outs, whatever you want to call them, or whatever you're doing, really. 5 seconds, we're going to start this one. 2, 1, and go for it. Hamstring walk out, slide out for the last time. Hips out really high, squeeze those glutes and try to keep them up really high as we slide or walk out. That's 10 seconds, 11, 12, 15, 16, 17 seconds. Bring them back in, hips up really high. Keep those abs tight, those glutes strong. 23, 24, 25, 28, 29, and 30 seconds. Rest there. Well done. That is 5 exercises done. We've only got one more. Stool on our back. So lying down. This is what we call a dead bug extension. You can use a weight with this as well. A weight in your hands. Otherwise, it's just as good without a weight. We're going to start in what we call a dead bug position. So you're lying flat on your back. Your legs and arms in the air. You can keep your legs bent. So you pretty much look like a dead bug, funny enough. There's a link to the video of how to do a dead bug extension on the email if you haven't seen it. Make sure you look at that before you start. Now, this is a dead bug extension. We're going to start in 10 seconds. We're going to move our arms and legs away from each other really slowly and back in just once over 30 seconds. Starting in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. It's our last exercise. So we're extending our arms and legs both away from each other, opening our body up. Keeping the pressure on our six pack, our abs, as we do so. It's been 11 seconds, 12, 13, 14, and over halfway, we're slowly, slowly coming back in, keeping the pressure on the abs, crunching pretty much through our torso. 22, 23, 24. Keep going, keep coming in real slow, even further if you need to, and 30 seconds rest. Our usual 15 second rest, you know. Starting it again in 5, 2, 1, and open our arms right up, our arms and legs, sorry, away from each other. Really important here to keep our lower back flat on the ground. So if you feel like your lower back's arching too much, especially as you open right up, it has been 12, 13, 14 seconds, especially as you open right up, don't open up as far. Keep our lower back flat on the ground. That's 20 seconds, 21, 22, 23. Obviously coming back in now, and as you come back in, you'll feel your lower back be flatter and stronger. 28, 29, and 30 seconds. That's 2 of those done. You've got 9 seconds, 8, 7. So really key to keep our lower backs flat on the ground all the time as we do this movement. 2, 1, and go for it. Opening our arms and legs away from each other. Not as far if you've got issues with your lower back, or further, get right out there. If you don't, if you've got strong abs and that back can stay flat, really open yourself right up. That's 12, 13, 14 seconds. 17, 18. Holding those abs strong is the key part of this exercise. That's 25, 26, 27, and 30 seconds rest. Third rep done. Got 2 more of the dead bug extensions. The dumbbell stays in your hands if you've got one. Any sort of weight stays in your hands if you've got one. Next set in 3, 2, 1, let's go for it. Our fourth rep. Moving out super slow, really testing out those abs. Even if you're not moving out that far, keep it really slow. You just have to move slower. And I've got no issue with that. No one has issues with moving slower, right? 15 seconds, 16, 17. 21, 22, 23. Holding those abs in real strong. 28, 29, and 30. Rest from that rep. So one more rep before our surprise at the end. We always have a surprise, right? Starting our last rep in 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go! Super slow. Abs strong. Extend those arms and legs away from each other. Arms right back behind your head, your legs extending right out. Can you keep your back flat? That's 16 seconds gone. 18 seconds. 20 seconds. We're coming back in real slow. Back stays flat. 25, 27, 28, 29, and 30 seconds. Rest. Woohoo! Well done. Those are our 6 super slow strength exercises today. Although we do have our one surprise, so don't go anywhere. Before we get into our surprise, you have a bit of a rest. You have a minute off right now. And while we have that rest, I'm going to go through our fact of the day. There's just too much talking before, so I couldn't quite get the fact in during the workout. But our fact of the day is really short and simple. If you're looking for a present, especially for a child, a good go-to present is Lego. And we've got a fact here that almost 28 sets of Lego are sold every single second during the Christmas season. 28 sets of Lego are sold every second during the Christmas season. So obviously quite a popular gift that has been back well over the many years. So just a wee fact for you for the day. Anyway, our surprise, as usual, is going to be burpees. We're going to do burpees for 1 minute. But we're going to keep the theme the same and do them super slow. So with burpees, it's a hard exercise to do slow because it's a jumping component. With the jumping component, I don't expect that to be any slower because we can't slow down time or slow down gravity. So that part stays the same, but when we reach down, slowly touch the ground. If you want to step back instead of jumping back, then move that really slow. If you're jumping back, going obviously jump back and slowly going to lower yourself chest to ground and then push back out of it, jump in and slowly move yourself up and jump up. And the idea is to do as few as possible within 60 seconds. So who can do the least amount of burpees but always moving? We're going to start that in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 right now for 1 minute of super slow burpees with fast intermittent jumps in there. Good luck. We're a bit of a change. Instead of going as many as you can, we're doing as few as possible. But always moving is the key. Don't just stand there and say I did 1 or 0. As few as possible, slowly moving. We're doing them chest to ground today, sorry. I might not have emphasized that enough. So we're going all the way chest to ground and then back out of that press up, jump in and slowly up and jump up. It's been 35, 36, 37 seconds gone. Hopefully you're not too much past 1 or 2 reps. Just keep it up. It's our last thing for the workout today. Our 7th day of Christmas finishes in 9 seconds. And it's going to finish really slow, right? 3, 2, 1, and rest. Well done on your super slow burpees and super slow session. Well done, I'm finishing the workout. Have a good rest and relax. It's all over for today. Obviously, we didn't work the cardiovascular very hard, but it's okay. We worked those muscles really hard, and we taught ourselves good range of movement and good form, which is a really good key to take into any sort of exercise for those exercises that we go again in the future. As always, thanks for being a part of this 12 Days of Christmas Challenge via podcast. We're really enjoying recording these. I hope you're enjoying it just as much doing them. That is day number 7 done. Make sure you stretch it out, eat and hydrate well as usual, and be ready as ever for tomorrow, day number 8. Have a great day and evening ahead.